If you're feeling overwhelmed or frustrated when it comes to writing and marketing your book, know that you're not alone. Every published author I've ever met has had to deal with fluctuating emotions, doubts, time constraints, decision fatigue, and information overload throughout the various stages of their writing journeys. Yet it is estimated that 500,000 new self-published books were released last year by U.S. authors alone. Assuming that some authors wrote multiple books in 1 year, that means at least 250,000 people were able to push past all the challenges and overwhelm to successfully write and self-publish their books. You can too. On today's episode, I'm going to share a simpler way to write and market your book. Links to everything mentioned are in the show notes. Welcome to Ink and Impact, the podcast for Christian writers who want to impact their readers. I'm your host, Daylene Bickle, and each week I'll help you keep a pulse on the publishing industry, showcase Christian authors and their books, and share ways you can improve your craft and magnify your message. Whether you're a fiction or nonfiction writer, traditionally or indie published, established, or just starting out, this podcast is for you. Have you ever wondered why you feel overwhelmed or frustrated by the writing process? Chances are you're listening to a lot of different experienced authors and industry experts. Not only does that lead to a lot of conflicting advice that can generate confusion, but it also leads to comparison. And when we compare our beginnings with the completed successes of others, we're bound to set ourselves up for disappointment. Fellow pen pusher, God doesn't want us to be overwhelmed and frustrated when it comes to writing the book He has placed on our hearts. He is not a God of confusion, but of sound mind. He warns us against striving and envy and deceptive practices, and He invites us to work in a simple manner. Now, simple doesn't mean instantaneous, nor does it mean there isn't any effort required. That's why I avoided the clickbaity title of The Simple Way to Write Your Book. The fact is that we have to put in the work, and yes, it takes effort to write, publish, and market a book. Thus, the simpler way to write your Christian book is an acronym that can help you not only write and market effectively, but more importantly, honor God in the process. So let's start with the first letter, S. S is for Scripture. The Bible is the manual that explains how we're to do everything in life. As Christian writers, we should regularly immerse ourselves in Scripture so we can apply it to our lives and infuse it in our writing. We're not to separate our faith from our work. Rather, we're to discover God's truth first for ourselves and then pass it along to our readers. Sometimes the act of writing helps to accomplish both at the same time. As Oswald Chambers wrote in his devotional, My Utmost for His Highest, quote, if you cannot express yourself on any subject, struggle until you can. Struggle to re-express some truth of God to yourself, and God will use that expression to someone else, end quote. The I in simpler is intentional. Have a plan. Do you have a plan? When will you publish your book? Who is your intended audience? How will your book help or serve them? Are you going to offer hope, guidance, knowledge, a new way of thinking about something? What exactly are your big picture goals with your book? Once you have those established, now go granular. What is that one next step that will help you accomplish your first goal? So, for example, how many days a week or words a day do you need to write in order to meet your deadline? Who is going to hold you accountable through your writing journey? Who will provide writing critiques along the way to ensure you're writing with purpose? How will you invite God into your daily writing activities? These are all questions that we should be asking ourselves. Next comes M. M is for messy. The writing life is full of messes. We have messy drafts, messy workspaces, messy schedules, messy marketing efforts, messy personal lives. While it's important to establish processes and systems to become more organized and effective, don't ever expect perfection. Embrace the initial mess and then start tidying up. When it comes to writing your first draft, allow repetitive sentences, dangling modifiers, misspellings, all the things. Don't hold your thoughts back because when you do, they tend to disappear. Don't overthink what you're writing or you'll stall and never finish. Simply write everything that comes to mind, even if it doesn't make sense in the moment. Share experiences, paint word pictures, incorporate biblical truths. Just keep tapping away at the keyboard. Before you know it, you'll finish that first sentence, then that first paragraph. And before you know it, you'll have filled a page and then completed a chapter. One word leads to another. Let them flow freely. Self-editing should come after you've written your manuscript, not as you write it. P in the simpler acronym means prayer. Start each writing session in prayer and dedicate your work to God. Invite the Holy Spirit to guide you and give you the words. It makes a world of difference. As the members of my Inkwell virtual writing community know, prayer is something we do at the beginning of each of our writing sessions. It's important for two reasons. First, it gets our focus off of ourselves and onto God. And second, when we invite Him into our writing, our words can transform the minds and hearts of our readers. Without Him, we might be able to write a good book, but the words are powerless. L is for leverage. You've probably heard the saying, work smarter, not harder. I think that's a pretty good axiom for authors. We've already begun to work smarter, not harder, by starting our day in Scripture and opening our writing time with prayer, which puts us in the right mindset to write. And now that we're intentional about our writing and allowing the words to flow freely despite the mess, we can add fuel to the process by leveraging our time, resources, and connections. The best way to do that is to 1, establish systems and processes, and 2, get plugged in with fellow writers and industry professionals. This applies to writing the manuscript itself, as well as all the other work related to your book, such as platform building, publishing, and marketing. Here are a few ideas to get you started. Create templates for your social posts so you don't have to reinvent the wheel every time you post. Establish an automated welcome series of emails to go out to your new subscribers. Repurpose content. Develop a writing routine that actually works for you. Join a community of fellow Christian writers and build a support group around you. These groups are often where you can discover a critique partner, collaborate on an anthology, do newsletter swaps, offer book bundle giveaways, and more. And finally, interact with industry professionals online and at writing events like conferences. Don't reach out as a needy writer, but build respectful relationships. Like I said, these are just a few examples. Be creative to discover ways you can work smarter, not harder. Next comes E, which stands for engage. So in the previous letter, L, leverage, we focused on connecting with fellow writers and industry professionals. But now in engage, we're going to connect with our audience, those existing and potential readers. I encourage you to interact with your readers regularly, both online and in person, and be engaging. Be yourself. You don't have to be a personality, but show your personality. You can do this, like I said, online and in real life. So send out newsletters on a consistent basis. Post regularly on your preferred social media channel. Attend local events and actually introduce yourself as an author. Don't just go to these events and be a wallflower, right? Actually talk to people and let them know that you are writing and what you write about. Be sure to periodically push yourself outside your comfort zone to go where your readers are and engage with them. R stands for resolve. It takes resolve, what I call mental tenacity, to write and self-publish a book. I don't think I need to belabor the point here. simply determined to persevere and finish the book God has called you to write. So there you have it, a simpler way to write your book and market it too. So just as a recap, they are: S is for scripture, I is for intentional, M is for messy, P is for prayer, L is for leverage, E is for engage, and R is for resolve. So is writing a book simple in the American sense of the word? No, it's not. But what I've shared with you today is a simpler way because we're not only choosing to write the book that God has called us to write, but inviting Him into the process as well. We don't have to stress and struggle and feel overwhelmed. We can rest in the knowledge that God is going to work all things out according to His plan and for His purposes as we work to completion. Use the simpler way, my friend, and write the book that God has called you to write. This week, I wrapped up the inaugural Book Worthy Academy that walked beta members through the self-publishing process from A to Z. Everything from copyrights and reprint permissions, editing and design considerations, detailed tutorials for the uploading process for both Amazon KDP and Ingram Spark, as well as marketing and promotion strategies, and much more were shared. And I threw in several super helpful bonuses too. Here's what Linda Bragg had to say about the course. Quote, "When I began my journey as a self-published author, I thought writing the book would be the most difficult part. It was. But when I finished, I realized I needed to learn an entire industry too. Bookworthy Academy is a comprehensive program. Daylene answered all my questions and gave me the tools I need to become a successful self-published author. Thanks, Daylene." End quote. It was a pleasure to create Bookworthy Academy and serve its first members. I can't wait to share this again in the fall. And if you plan to self-publish your book next year, I hope that you'll join me inside the Academy. You can get on the wait list now by going to daylenebickle.com/academy. In other news, one of my clients just received his proof copy for his latest book. It's book number 3 that we've collaboratively authored together. It's been such a joy and a privilege to help Dr. Morrison preserve his life story for his family and friends. It's a privately published book, so you can't buy a copy, but you can see the professionally designed cover on my Instagram feed. I invite you to follow me there if you aren't already. I plan to start sharing more stories with my Insta peeps since several people have been asking about what I do behind the scenes. And for additional author tips and snippets of those behind the scenes moments, be sure to subscribe to my newsletter. Simply go to daylenebickle.com and download one of my free resources, such as Your Path to Publishing or the Self-Publishing Checklist, to start receiving the newsletter. And finally, if you find this podcast valuable, would you do me a favor? Would you please leave me a review or a star rating? If you absolutely don't have time for that, would you at least tell other Christian writers about this podcast? That would be so helpful as I try to spread the word and encourage other Christian writers. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you for supporting the podcast. Let them flow freely. And now that we're intentional, that's it for today, fellow pen pusher. Remember, don't just write a book, make an impact.